opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you sure? Can I say friends? I guess I can say friends.
Absolutely.
I just want to make sure. Steelers rookies are scheduled to report on July 23rd. They'll be over in La Trobe. And you know what? It's a good time to have our AFC North preview. And we want to bring in somebody who could really help us and help us figure out exactly what's going on in Pittsburgh from the Post-Gazette. It is Brian Batko, and of course, he's on the fan hotline. Hi, Brian. How are you? Thanks for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Hi, Brian.
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
We are good. All right. You've got to – most people think the Steelers are going to be third in the AFC North. Are you buying into that? And just right out of the gate, you got to tell me your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I haven't really sat down to, like, do the whole figure out the order of – finishers in the AFC and by extension the AFC North, but
it's easy when you're eyeing down fourth place in Cleveland. Let you in on the clue.
Yeah, there. I was gonna say. I mean, yeah. I can tell you off the top of my head, I'm not gonna have the Steelers first. I'm not gonna have them fourth. It's really just, do I decide that the Bengals can figure out a way to, like, literally keep a team out of the end zone one time, just one time, so that they can finish second in this division? I don't know, but. I think the Steelers are going to again be, you know, competing for second or third with Cincinnati. And, you know, the other part of your question there, I think they do go as far as the old cowboy can take them, 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I think this is a move that it keeps you as competitive as you reasonably can be this season, but it also kind of keeps you on the treadmill of recycling, basically just uninspired quarterback options. You know, you were in this same boat last year thinking Russell Wilson has the veteran savvy to get you over the hump. He didn't. And here's the funny thing, guys. Like, I remember talking to people this time last year saying, well, if they could win 10 games with the triumvirate of Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and Mitch Trubisky, surely they can win more than 10 with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. They did not. So I'm not going to say the same thing about bringing in Aaron Rodgers.
Did it surprise you the way last season went? Because I kind of thought Russell Wilson would be pretty good there, Brian. And then I thought, and if he beats out Justin Fields, which, you know, you kind of assumed he would, but and I thought Justin Fields was a nice signing by them too. I thought the Steelers were in terrific shape and it just didn't work.
Yeah, no, I wasn't too surprised. I think I picked 10-7 before the season. And obviously I was feeling like an idiot when they were riding high and it looked like they were going to win way more than 10 games. But it just completely collapsed on them at the end after being, 10-2. So it went about as bad as it, or 10-3. It went as bad as it could have down the stretch, no doubt about it. And how much of that was teams just figuring out Russell Wilson? How much of that was, you know, the Steelers' defense springing holes at every level, the offensive line looking overwhelmed at times? I mean, a lot of things have to add up to lose five straight, including getting blown out on the road at your arch nemesis in the first round of the playoffs. So I didn't love the Wilson move. I understood it because he was so cheap. When they were 4-2 with Justin Fields, I was talking myself into the Fields fan club and telling people at every turn, yeah, I think they should stick with them. There's going to be some ups and downs, but I can sort of squint and see the vision of how he is their best option. And they went a different direction. Mike Tomlin looked brilliant at the beginning. And in the end, what did they have to show for it? Another lost season. And you're right back where you started from at square one looking for a quarterback.
My gut just told me that Wilson and Fields better match with Mike Tomlin than Aaron Rodgers. Or is this going to be a match that we're going to just all think, man, that's working so well we can't even believe it?
Well, I mean, I think Mike Tomlin can kind of match with anybody. I think that's sort of one of his strong suits, at least at this stage of his career. So I don't know that there will be a ton of butting heads that way. As mercurial as he can be, and I guess sort of polarizing as he can be, I do think Aaron Rodgers knows what he's signing up for. You know, he's playing for $13.5 million. So, you know, you know what you're worth to the Steelers. You know what your worth was basically on the open market, or else he, you know, I assume would have tried to play for more. So
yeah.
I think he'll get along okay with the coaching staff. It's always hard to predict how people will react if things go sideways, which physically for him at his age, it certainly could. And I was sort of, critical of it taking as long as it did, missing all of OTAs. Then he does finally sign before mandatory minicamp, but all he really does is throw some routes on air and sort of watch Mason Rudolph run the first team offense from the sideline. So yeah, I think they missed some crucial time there. He's new to them. They're new to him. I don't really know what to expect, but I just don't think he's the guy that he once was.
Brian Becko, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, does have to join us here on the hotline. All right, so I just want to turn things over to Cleveland for a second, just because I'm just curious your thoughts. Kenny Pickett, when he signed with the Browns, your thoughts on that, and can Kenny have success in Cleveland?
Oh, man. I guess just sort of a chuckle when they traded for him from the Eagles, because I was like, man, of all the teams for him to end up with after winning the Super Bowl, he's right back across the Ohio border with the Browns, who have, you know, they've been a thorn in the Steelers side. I always tell like my Steelers listeners and readers, you can thumb your nose at the Browns and their historical success or lack thereof all you want, but when you actually boil it down to the on the field results of the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's essentially neck and neck. In the biggest game that you two teams have played, they beat you on your home field and sent Marquise Pouncey out sad as a Steelers legend. So, you know, be careful with your words there, but I don't really see how this all comes together for them. I liked covering Kenny when I covered Pitt football. I never would have thought he was going to turn himself into a Heisman Trophy third place guy and a first round draft pick in the eventual, you know, hopeful Steelers franchise quarterback of the future. But I didn't think it was going to go as poorly as quickly as it did for him in Pittsburgh.
Did he do good things there? 15-10 record there. And we know about some fourth quarter stuff and game-winning drives. But we're just wondering, could this guy possibly duplicate that, build on that here, or was that a byproduct of being a member of the Steelers?
No, I think he did some good things. I'm not going to take any of those moments away from him. There were some absolute clutch throws. And I think that's one thing that Kenny kind of has working in his favor. You know, the overall results not nearly consistent enough. And I think it was entirely fair for anybody to question whether he would ever be a starting caliber NFL quarterback. And I don't necessarily blame the Steelers for pulling the plug after two seasons, less than two full seasons for Kenny, almost closer to one full season based on games he appeared in. But yeah, I mean, there's the game that he's walking off the field and Mike Tomlin's mouth and Kenny F and Pickett, and they're all fired up. And it looked like he was that dude. And also, guys, it ended so weirdly. He never got another crack at it.
Oh.
You know, he got hurt with the ankle, I believe it was. Mitch Trubisky comes in, and I think Kenny was itching to get another crack at it, but Mason Rudolph was playing well enough that I think the team would have revolted if the Steelers went away from him then. And next thing you know, they turn around and essentially give Kenny Pickett the vote of no confidence because they went out and did pursue Russell Wilson. And then obviously Kenny saw the writing on the wall and he wanted out. So all that comes down to, it is going to be a very juicy matchup and one I absolutely want to see if he is starting for the Browns by the first time they play the Steelers.
Brian Batko joining us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covers the Steelers for the paper. Along with that, Kenny has some familiarity with a Browns wide receiver. How did Deontay Johnson go from pretty dang good in Pittsburgh to being given away to Carolina and then with three teams last year, four stops, and now just trying to hang on to a career? And can he?
I think he lost the plot, fellas. I think he forgot to keep the main thing, and that was, you know, the team winning. He signed that nice contract extension almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years ago, early August. I remember because I think it was on my daughter's birthday, which is August 4th, and I was in the hospital when that all happened. So, you know, I didn't love the Steelers paying him. They ended up getting him for a little bit less than some of his contemporaries on the open market at that time. And I understand he was a playmaker for them, and he was the de facto number one receiver when they made that move, and it was shorter term so that they could get out of it. And hey, they did get out of it because I thought he was just putting himself first a little too much. You know, there were some, that's like the kind of behind the scenes deal, but then there's the actual footage that's out there of him dogging it on plays. The lost fumble in Cincinnati is the big one that everybody circles. But I also just feel like the body language was rough at times. There was a game, I want to say they were losing to the 2-win Cardinals at home. He finally catches a touchdown pass for the first time, and I don't know how long for him. And he's celebrating like they're beating the 2-win Cardinals. They were not. They would not. So it was little things like that that added up to me. And unfortunately for Deontay, that seemed to be the same song and dance as he went to Carolina and then Baltimore and then Houston. It's somebody who can't seem to get his mind in the right place with those teams. And I surely question whether it'll be that way in Cleveland, especially if they're not playing well. And especially because I don't feel like he and Kenny had a very good rapport either.
Brian, just because I have to look at the Buckeyes that are playing for Pittsburgh right now. So
get ready, Brian. Here you go.
First of all, I love Will Howard. I think Will Howard, if someone gives him the chance, he's going to be able to do something, especially with Aaron Rodgers maybe only being there for a season or two, if you're lucky, right? But yeah, can he overtake Mason Rudolph to be the number two? And then I want your thoughts on Jack Sawyer, too. But let's start with Will Howard.
Yeah, super likable guy. You know, I can see why the Buckeyes fans took to him quickly and, you know, love him even though he was only there for a season. Winning it all doesn't hurt, obviously. But, you know, just in the little bit that I've interacted with Will, he seems like a genuine, charismatic leader. He's humble, but he's not like phony about it. You know, like he still likes to talk his stuff if he's playing well and winning a big game, and he's not afraid to go try to back it up. So I can see why players did gravitate toward him at K-State.
And Brian, that's how he was after every Ohio State game last year. You just described him to a T. That's exactly who he is. Yeah.
Except for that one game.
Right.
And I remember in the pre-draft process, I kind of nerd out a little bit over when I don't want to say I'm scouting players. That's not what I do. That's giving myself way too much credit. But when I research players.
You're talking about Oregon?
Before the draft. Is that where you're
going? Yeah.
No, I was talking about
the other game. Yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah. But when I, you know, try to research players before the draft, I sometimes like to see, okay, how are they in these post-game pressers? Like, what can I learn about somebody? And he was as ticked off after a game as I think I've ever seen a player while also walking that line of realizing like, okay, I need to be accountable for this and I need to basically face the music. And you can just tell he does have that edge to him as well. So I don't know to eclipse Mason Rudolph. I think he'd have to really ball out in training camp and especially in the preseason when the lights are bright. What he's got going for him is the Steelers have sort of, moved on from Mason Rudolph many times before. So I wouldn't say they love him overall as a player, but it's going to be an uphill climb for Will Howard to carve out that backup role.
Brian Beck, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I just wanted to follow up just with the Jack Sawyer thing. Like, to me, Jack Sawyer is that atypical Ohio State player that ends up in Pittsburgh and ends up eating the Browns for lunch every weekend, the two times a year they play.
Yeah, it wasn't really on my radar that they were going to draft another edge rusher this year because, you know, they had some holes elsewhere, relative holes, and they've got T.J. Watt, assuming they figure out all his contract situation, Alex Highsmith, and then Nick Herbig as a really good, you know, trio. So I didn't think they were going to go edge rusher, especially not, you know, right away on day three. But hearing Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan, some of the defensive coaches, gush about Jack Howard, and like, it's cliche, but they were really laying it on thick with him about how he's just a Steeler. He just has Steelers DNA. So I think that's why they almost said, the hell with positional needs. He's by far the best player available where we are. And whether he helps us as a rotational piece or certain matchups, if we need to be more stout against the run at outside linebacker or just injury insurance for those three guys I mentioned, they couldn't pass him up.
Brian, 18 years of Mike Tomlin. He's never had a losing record, but it's been a long time since the Steelers have been to a Super Bowl, 15 years, 17 since they won it. We here in Cleveland would love such stability and such continued success. Is he okay in Pittsburgh? Do people want him there? Does he have to win? What's his situation?
I think he's always okay from the front office perspective, but I think he's on thin ice with a lot of the fan base. Now, they're not the ones who are signing his paychecks or making the calls on his job security. I think he has essentially, I think he essentially has carte blanche to coach here as long as he wants to. How long does he want to? That I don't know. I can't get inside someone else's psyche on that. But, you know, there has been a decent amount of negativity because of this 8-year playoff drought. And, you know, I know I wasn't very bullish on Aaron Rodgers at the top here, but I can kind of see where Tomlin's coming from. Like, there is some urgency, there is some desperation to end that skid, win a playoff game for the first time since 2016, I guess. And, you know, just if Rodgers can be the missing piece and can be the above the neck quarterback whose experience makes the difference and just helps you in a one-off game against Buffalo or Baltimore or Cincy or KC, then I think that's the vision. And both of these guys, which I think is interesting and is going to be a key storyline when you watch the Steelers, get discussed on national broadcasts or whatever, people are writing off Aaron Rodgers as someone whose best days are behind him. People are writing off Mike Tomlin as someone whose best days are behind him. I think they'll both relish the chance to prove people wrong and shut them up. I'm just not sure that they're going to be able to do that.
Brian, love the conversation. Hopefully we can talk after the Browns get back from London on that short week. Before they head over to Pittsburgh, which could be – they could be asleep when they get to Pittsburgh by that point after that rough travel week the Browns have.
They got screwed with that aspect of the schedule.
At least they can take a bus ride over, right? Save themselves some airfare.
Yeah, I was saying earlier that's the biggest layup game on the Steelers' slate, I think, is the Browns at home because of the travel you just mentioned as well.
Brian, you're 100% correct. I love talking to you. Hopefully we can have you back on soon. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah.
Anytime.
There you go. Brian Batko, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rookies getting ready to roll into camp next week, and we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with Quinshon Judkins As far as we know. So when the latest comes in, we'll have it for you, and we'll talk about it when it happens. But that just talking more about the rookies reporting, not only in Cleveland, but all across the NFL. And, you know, we just had Brian Batko on. Man, he was good from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he kind of gets it. You know, I don't know. There was just something about his reality of the situation, even between Cleveland and Pittsburgh, and we know how sometimes that can get contentious. But, man, he had just some really good stuff. I find Pittsburgh odd because I cannot in any way, shape, or form tell you that I think they're going to win the AFC North. There's just no way. I think the Ravens are just better than all the other three teams.
Ravens are pretty good.
Yeah, and so I just don't know where they're going to – excuse me, where they're going to land. Jeff, where do you think they're going to land?
As high as second. But I would think that everybody's thought that it's Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Cleveland. I don't know how you argue with that. You get into a season, anything can happen. Things can change. A team gets hot. Team doesn't get hot. Somebody key gets injured. And it could shuffle. But I don't know how anybody can look at this division, Andy, going into it and see anything but Baltimore, Cincy, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
I could see.
I'll bet it doesn't end that way, though.
I could see Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Cleveland, and instead of Baltimore, what'd I say? Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, yeah. Cleveland.
And fingers are crossed that the Browns can surprise people and do some things.
I just don't know how far they can surprise. That's the issue, and I don't. I have no feel at all for what Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to do in Pittsburgh. He could be done in a week. He could make him the whole season. He could take him to the playoffs. He could help him win in the playoffs. But then there's a part of me that also thinks, he might be bored with it like 3 weeks into the year and he'll be done.
You know, we didn't get a chance. We could have talked to Brian for another 15 minutes because I think the Steelers are a fascinating situation. I would have loved to have talked more about Mike Tomlin. Can you imagine if we here in Cleveland would have 18 straight non-losing seasons? Now, they haven't been to the playoffs in a while, and they haven't been to a Super Bowl in 15 years. Well, we've never been to one. But they've had 18 straight non-losing seasons with Mike Tomlin. They've made some changes on their offense that I think they're intriguing for this idea, and maybe this idea only. I wonder if they've improved or if they just changed the names. You know, George Pickens is a really good wide receiver. Well, he's now in Dallas, and they brought in DK Metcalf, who I really like. I really like DK Metcalf. But George Pickens was really good, too. But he brought some headaches with him. DK Metcalf, not as many headaches. And man, can that guy run. Caleb Johnson at running back. I really like Caleb coming into the draft, and I was thinking that he might be a guy the Browns might be going after at running back. Instead, they went for Quinshon Judkins, which I think is fair to say now looks like, keep your fingers crossed that this is the only blip this kid has in his career. But Caleb Johnson's really good, big running back out of Iowa, like 6'1", 220. And they'll put him with Jaylen Warren. And I wonder, okay, did you just get rid of Najee Harris and replace him with another Najee Harris, or is Caleb Johnson going to be better? But, you know, they brought in some guys I like, Metcalf, Caleb Johnson, they gave up two guys I like, George Pickens and Najee Harris, who shouldn't play with fireworks.
Probably too. True. You know, you said that about winning seasons, and I know how much we would long for that. The Guardians, now this I'm just kind of, you talk about winning seasons, and because I think a lot of people, when Pittsburgh has misery about their football team, they kind of feel that same way as they would with the Guardians, except for the fact that the Steelers have won Super Bowls, and it's been forever since the Indians won a World Series. But is it like 10 of the last 12 seasons the Guardians have had a winning season? That's pretty amazing when you go back to 2015. Now, that run started in 2013 is when it started, and they were just under 500 in 21 and then under 500 in 23. God, that's just... It's amazing to me when you think about what the Guardians have been able to do, and no one gives them any credit for any of that. I also, with Pittsburgh, just looking at them, I don't know what Aaron Rodgers can be. He hit the nail on the head with Jack Sawyer. Like, I thought, didn't you think that was fascinating? He said that, that I didn't think they
the
were looking
to bring him into.
I did too. And positionally, they didn't think he thought they didn't need him there. But, you know, Tomlin and the front office thought Jack Sawyer just kind of.
He oozes is a, Steelers.
He does. He does. And so I just feel like that's going to come back to haunt us. I also thought it was interesting on defense. They went with Derek Harmon as their number one pick, and he's probably the only rookie that could start. I don't know. Well, it'll be interesting to see what Black and Sawyer do. But we're talking about a fourth and a fifth round pick. I just think they went out and got Darius Slay. They took Juan Thornhill, right? And Jalen Ramsey's there too. So,
and Minka Fitzpatrick isn't.
Yeah.
Do you think Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers is an interesting match that could actually work really well?
It's a strange, odd couple, yeah, isn't it?
I do. I think they could work really well. And I know that we have a big Aaron Rodgers fan behind the glass over here.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aaron might be at the point of his career where he respects a guy who's been in the league 18 years as a head coach and has had some success to the point where I'll bet they get along really well. And when I asked Brian about that, he said, Tomlin can get along with anybody. That wasn't the aspect of it.
It's the other way around, isn't
right,
it?
Right, that was exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
By the way, are you okay?
Dan Farr,
he didn't think Will Howard could beat out Mason Rudolph.
Well, he's a six-round pick. Okay. I mean, Mason Rudolph's been around for a while.
I agree. I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm okay with it. I'd rather have Will Howard as a quarterback than Mason Rudolph after a little while, after Will figures out how to play in the NFL.
Okay.
And I know he's a six-round pick.
I'm just worried about you, Andy. I don't care about Will and Mason.
I think the upside on Will Howard is
concern.
Better. The upside on Will Howard is better than
you're
the upside on Mason Rudolph. You guys drive me crazy.
No.
Can't stand you guys with this stuff. All right, I do have a couple more points on this I want to say, and then I want to wrap up a couple of things we did not get to today. So we'll do that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.